WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The 19th century German composer Felix Mendelssohn was a child prodigy. In his adolescence, he wrote a series of string symphonies which remained unpublished until the early 1970s. A new set of CDs of these works has just been released. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has this review.
Three of Mendelssohn's five symphonies, the Scottish, the Italian, and the Reformation, are among the most popular orchestral works in the classical concert repertoire. Not so many people know that between the ages of 12 and 14, Mendelssohn wrote 12 symphonies for strings alone. He completed them 3 years before he wrote his famous overture to Midsummer Night's Dream, and a decade before any of his mature symphonic works. He was surely one of the most precocious of all child prodigies. When he was 8 years old, he could play from memory piano versions of all the Beethoven symphonies. He also played violin and organ, had a talent for languages and drawing, and from his earliest childhood was given a broad liberal arts education. 12-year-old Felix spent 2 weeks with Goethe just before he started his series of string symphonies. These 12 remarkable pieces were recently issued in loving performances by William Boughton and the English String Orchestra on three Nimbus compact discs. And though they get more ambitious and interesting and less derivative of Bach, Haydn, Mozart, and Beethoven as they go along, even the earliest ones have the Mendelssohn stamp. There isn't a single movement that doesn't hold your attention. Here's the beginning of the slow movement of the second. Mendelssohn himself apparently lost interest in these string symphonies and never published them. One of them, the ninth, found its way to the public in 1962. George Balanchine, who knew more about music than most musicians, used the ninth string symphony in his marvelous ballet based on Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream. In addition to Mendelssohn's familiar incidental music to this play, Balanchine fleshed out his ballet with other Mendelssohn scores. The slow movement of the Ninth Symphony had a special place. It was not part of the plot. The second act of the ballet is essentially a series of divertissements to celebrate the multiple weddings of all the lovers. The high point is a grand pas de deux, one of the most exquisite and moving Balanchine ever choreographed. Imagine a sublime ballerina like Allegra Kent or Suzanne Farrell, bending and turning and balancing to this breathtakingly beautiful music. I first heard the Ninth Symphony in the 1966 film of Balanchine's ballet. The New York City Ballet Orchestra played it beautifully under Robert Irving. But I've never heard a more eloquent recording than this one by William Boughton. I think the most startling thing about all these youthful symphonies is the grave melancholy of their slow movements. They seem far from anything a teenager could simply pick up through imitation. I don't think even Mozart's early slow movements have such heartfelt power. When you get tired of repertoire as usual, these unfamiliar treasures are waiting to be mined.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor for the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed three new recordings of Mendelssohn's string symphonies on the Nimbus label.